Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tez Zayin Masechta Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include continuation of the discussion of the Isser Ein Moichin Lahem Behem Agasel. In all places, one may not sell a large animal to a non-Jew, even where there's no concern for Revia, because there's a concern for Ma'avid Be'Malacha that the non-Jew will make the animal do work on Shabbos. The Machlok is regarding Shavura, whether the Isser applies also to an animal that is crippled and cannot work. The question of Shir Shel Patim, whether the Isser applies to a fat ox that is currently not fit for work. The Machlok is regarding Sus, whether the Isser applies to a horse that only carries people but does not do work. One may not sell to a non-Jew bears, lions, and all animals that might cause harm to the public. The Machlok is regarding the status of Chaya Gasa, large non-domesticated animals such as a lion, regarding the Isser Mechira, Harehi Kebehema Gasa, and it's certainly prohibited to be sold, or Harei Kebehema Daka, and it depends on the minig. However, all agree that regarding Pirchus, Chayagasa, Harei Kebehema Daka. The halacha of Pirchus is as follows. The Mishnah Masechta Chulin states, Hashechet es amusukenes achetes parches oi biyad oi biregel. If a person slaughtered a sickly animal, the meat is permitted to be eaten only if the animal showed a sign of life, in that it moved its hand or foot after the shechita. If it did not, the meat is forbidden because, as Rashi explains, habekemesa koidim shechita, we consider the animal dead even before it was slaughtered. And the Mishnah there makes a distinction between behemad daka and behemad gasa. In the case of behemad daka, it must stretch out its hand and pull it back in both directions to be kosher. Otherwise, it's forbidden. While in the case of a behemad gasa, it's sufficient if it moved its hand only in one direction. Ein bayin nimoem besilki gardim itzdadya ubima. One may not help the non-Jews build structures in which they execute people.